A couple of new faces are coming to the Chattanooga City Council, but Andy Burke will stay on for a second term as mayor. This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. Voters cast their ballots Tuesday. Newcomer Anthony Byrd beat incumbent Moses Freeman in District 8. Another newcomer, Darren Ledford, ran unopposed in District 4. That's the district Larry Groen used to represent. Groen decided to not seek re-election to the council, instead running for mayor.
Well, of course I'm disappointed with the results.
That's Groen speaking outside of Puckett's restaurant downtown, where he and supporters had gathered after the polls closed. He says his team held true to their values. One key issue for him, creating more affordable housing.
That's always been how I felt we were going to solve a lot of the crime issues, a lot of the poverty issues, a lot of the unemployment issues. But the people decided that they feel that Mayor Burke is going to be the one who has the best ideas on how to approach this. So, we bow to their wisdom in terms of their vote.
Burke got about 64% of the vote, far ahead of Groen and the other two mayoral candidates, David Crockett and Chris Long. Supporters of Mayor Burke crowded into the revelry room. The mayor stepped on stage with his wife and two daughters and thanked them, as well as his campaign volunteers.
So tonight we celebrate a victory not because it was easy, but because it was hard.
He said he's gone to residents' doorsteps and had thousands of conversations.
It's a special privilege to listen to all of you and then to work hard to translate your hopes and dreams into action. It's why we're building a new park in Alden Park, reimagining Miller Park, and building a new community center in Avondale.
He also touted the city's Family Justice Center, the Innovation District downtown, and his administration's initiative to end homelessness among veterans. He also spoke of the other races.
And I congratulate Councilwoman Carol Burrs and Councilman Jerry Mitchell, Ken Smith, and Chip Henderson on their victories. We even have one of our city council people here tonight who won, Russell Gilbert. Please stand.
I'm thinking going to bed, getting along with some sleep. Waking up.
Been a long campaign.
Yes, going fishing, hopefully.
That's Russell Gilbert talking about his post-campaign plans. Also,
trying to do more infrastructure for my district, trying more economic development in my district. We're working on already now, and just making a better district.
But for some candidates, Tuesday was not the end of the campaign trail. To win, a candidate had to get more than 50% of the vote. Two incumbents, Yusuf Hakim and Chris Anderson, failed to meet that mark, so each will face challengers in upcoming runoff elections. Anderson said he feels good about going into the runoff over the next 5 weeks. The fact that he did get the most votes in his race, he says, is a testament to the work that he's done.
You know, we've got a $1 million park in Alton Park and an $800,000 park renovation in Eastlake. I think those kinds of park activities that benefit the quality of life of the community, that's the biggest investment we've made in District 7.
You'll find complete election results online at WUTC.org. I'm Michael Edward Miller.